What's poppin', everyone, and welcome back to the Red Carpet Curls podcast. I'm your host, Queen Adrian Monroe. I'm the founder of Red Carpet Curls. I'm a Curly Girl Method educator, and I've been on my own Curly Girl Method journey for about 6 years now. And let's not forget, I'm also a writer because I am the only person who writes any of the blog posts on redcarpetcurls.com. So please don't forget to subscribe for all content. Please remember, the Red Carpet Curls website is the flagship. Okay, so that's where you're going to find all my content, whether it be on Instagram, YouTube, the Facebook group, blog posts, anything you can find from me is on that website. So please make sure to subscribe. And of course, if you have any questions or comments throughout the episode or throughout the podcast that you want to share with me and or our beloved Curly Girl Method community, you can always email me at queenmonroe@redcarpetcurls.com. I did want to share a part of an email that I got from one of our beloved sisters, our curly sister named Karen. So Karen and I have been corresponding for a while now through email, as I've helped her over the last few months basically figure out what her hair needs. What are the concerns that are going on right now? How is her hair behaving? And I helped her find products that were better for her hair. So I did want to share just a little chunk of the email, which was, I just wanted to tell you that my hair is becoming better and better. It is becoming a bit shiny already and more soft, not straw-like, which was a concern of hers before. And I really think I had good luck as I had not had so much damaged hair in a really long time like other girls had experienced. I'm definitely falling for the Anasi products no matter what, as these are the best so far. I have a few other products still for trying purposes and might stick to some, but Anasi will be my all-time favorite. So you see, I don't sit here just telling you Anasi Naturals and all these other brands for no reason at all. It is to help our fellow sisters. And Karen, I am so happy that the Anasi Naturals products are working for you. If you want to be like Karen, definitely check out Anasi Naturals products. You can go to redcarpetcurls.com and see how I've used them over the years. There are a couple different collections that have come out over the years. And the best way to basically introduce yourself to Anasi Naturals products is to go to my YouTube channel right now. There is an Anasi Naturals product line unboxing where I take you step by step through each product and how to best utilize them with all the tips and everything. So definitely check that out. And of course, when you are purchasing Anasi Naturals products, please use the discount code REDCARPETCURLS to save money. Okay. So Karen, thank you so much for writing once again, and please expect my email very shortly. Of course, last week I announced a new giveaway, which was a one-on-one coaching session with me. This is normally a $50 value, but out of the generosity of my heart, I wanted to give one special person this coaching session absolutely for free. So you're going to get an email from me with a sheet asking you a whole bunch of questions to break down your routine, what's going on, what are your concerns, what are your goals, what products are you using, how are you using them. I promise, I know you're going to get sick of that sheet, but I need all the information to help build the perfect routine for you, like I have helped Karen find her perfect routine. So this giveaway is going to last until August, okay? So the winner will be announced Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. And the way to enter, as I mentioned last week, is to either DM me on Instagram or email me your current curl struggles and why you should win this prize. Once you've done that, just head over to my Instagram. You're going to see a reel where I am announcing this giveaway to the rest of social media. That is where you're going to go and comment the word done. And that's it. You are entered and I will pick the winner. Please remember, I am reading all of these responses and I want a real heart to heart. I want you to let me in, let down that wall and allow me to know what's really going on. What do you feel? So that I can help you feel your best and help your hair look its best. Okay. So definitely enter so that you can be that lucky winner. If you do not win, please remember there are going to be other giveaways in which I give my time like I'm doing with this session for free. Or if you cannot wait, trust me, you can move to the front of the line by purchasing my one-on-one coaching session for $50, and then you got me to yourself right there. Boom, done. Okay? So that is the updates I have for you. Let's jump into our main topic today, which is going to be porosity. Okay, this is a very, very important topic. It's one that I've seen a lot of misinformation on over the years, and I want to help clear that up today. So for those of you that are just joining us, like this is your first episode ever, hi, I hope you're enjoying so far. But I do recommend listening to episode 6 before you continue with this episode. Episode 6 is all about hair anatomy, and we're going to be breaking that down today. You're going to need to know the differences between layers of your hair to really, truly understand this episode, okay? So I suggest putting a pin in this one, going back to episode 6, listening to that, and then coming back here, okay? Otherwise, if you've already listened to episode 6, if you're a loyal listener, I love you. Thank you for that. And let's move on to our in-depth topic, which is porosity. So this is going to be really thorough. Okay. This is going to be a lot of information. This is a big topic. Okay. And obviously I'm not going to get to everything because I don't want to be talking your ear off for an hour. And I have broken down this topic in many other forms. So if you would like, you can take out your notepad now to start taking notes as I talk. You can always pause this episode wherever you need to take notes. Or you can just head over to redcarpetcurls.com where I have the in-depth blog post on porosity. What is it? Including 2 different blog posts on 7 tips for high porosity hair and 7 tips for low porosity hair. Okay. All available on redcarpetcurls.com. As well, if you are a visual learner, if you are a listener and you feel like you like podcasts better or YouTube videos better, I got you. Just head over to the Red Carpet Curls YouTube channel, and I do have a playlist breaking down the science of porosity. Okay. It's a 3-episode series and it covers absolutely everything. Okay. So for now, let's get into the basics. What is porosity? So porosity is probably, I'm not even going to say probably, it is one of the most important pieces of information to know about your hair. Okay. So porosity refers to how porous your hair is. So in other words, how does your hair absorb water, products, moisture? Okay. So hair porosity refers to the state of the cuticle layer of your hair. This is exactly why I told you to go back to episode 6, because then you would know the cuticle layer is the outermost layer of the hair strand. Okay. It is responsible for creating a barrier, for your hair, extra sort of protection, and it is also responsible for absorbing and retaining moisture. Okay, that is what the cuticle layer is responsible for. So the state of your cuticle is going to tell you how your hair actually behaves. Okay, this is a secret. This is why so many people struggle with finding products, finding methods, is because you don't know how your hair is responding, how it behaves. So as I said, the cuticle layer is the outermost layer responsible for creating a barrier. So this barrier is, it actually consists of overlapping dead cells, kind of looks like shingles on a roof. So a healthy cuticle is going to have all these scales laying down perfectly. They're laid flat. It's going to look smooth and shiny, and it's going to retain moisture. That is a healthy cuticle. Now, the more damage you have to your hair, remember, damage comes from weathering. Natural weathering is naturally, mechanically playing with your hair, brushing it, combing it, putting it up. That causes damage. UV light, the environment causes damage as well. And then let's not forget about the chemical treatments that we also do to our hair. Okay. So if you've gotten, your hair straightened, if you've gotten, your hair relaxed, if you've gotten your hair bleached or dyed, these are all chemical processes that weaken the hair strand. Okay. And it's actually going to mess with the cuticle layer. It's going to create holes, gaps, little tears that are going to allow the moisture to leak out. So if you have high porosity hair, if you have damaged hair, that's essentially what high porosity hair is, damaged hair. So for example, let's take me. When I first started my method 6 years ago, my hair was incredibly damaged. because I was constantly straightening it every single week. When I did my first wash day, 2 hours after my wash day, my hair was flat, dull, and dry. And I couldn't understand why. I had just done the routine. What was happening was, and it was awful, I had so many gaps and holes in my cuticle layer that the actual scales could not seal down properly. That left gaps, holes that would allow the moisture to leak out and leave me with dry, brittle hair. And that was most often the most frustrating thing in the world. It's like, what am I doing wrong? You're not doing the process wrong. You just didn't listen to your hair and what it needed before you started your process. Okay. So trust me, you need to understand how your hair behaves to treat it. Okay. This is going to save you time. This is going to save you money. Trust me. So let's get into exactly what high porosity hair is. As I mentioned, high porosity hair is damaged hair. Okay. It has a bunch of gaps, holes, tears in the cuticle layer. This makes it impossible for your scales to actually seal and retain the moisture. This leads to a lot of frizz, dry hair, brittle hair, split ends, and breakage. And not to mention, when you have high porosity hair, because everything leaks out, that means your color is going to fade out as well. If you color your hair is going to fade much more quickly. I promise you, because it's not able to retain it, not able to retain moisture, the color. This is going to end up being more money and more maintenance for you. Okay. So high porosity hair essentially requires extra TLC, especially during the transitioning process. If you're transitioning, you need to be very gentle with your hair. There's a lot of damage. It's going to take time to repair that damage and get your hair where it needs to be. So I need you to be patient and I need you to understand you are going to have to do a little bit more work. Okay. So for example, my hair to this day is still high porosity, but I've learned different tricks and methods to allow me to get the frizz-free look I'm looking for each time, okay? Because as your hair gets healthier, guess what? Your frizz is going to get better. Your curl definition is going to get better. It all gets better. It just takes time. So when I was starting my Curly Girl Method routine, I had very damaged, very thin, high porosity hair. It needed to be rebuilt. So I would deep condition twice a week instead of once a week because my hair couldn't hold that moisture. I would use deep conditioners that contained hydrolyzed protein, very, very gentle protein, because that protein works as spackle. It temporarily fills in whatever gaps and holes you have so that you can retain that moisture for longer periods of time. And it's basically like a band-aid until your hair is healthy enough to contain all that moisture. Okay. So in the meantime, try to give your hair a little more. Try to deep condition with pure aloe vera gel. That is very helpful. Or pre-poo with aloe vera gel. If you want to see how I do that, you can check out my YouTube channel to see how I pre-poo with aloe vera. You can do hot oil treatments to make your hair more manageable, and softer and shinier. You can use heavier oils and butters. This is going to act as temporary protection and sealing since your hair can't do it on its own right now. Definitely try to use products that are more catered to your porosity. For example, Elaine Beauty has a high porosity hair bundle that is phenomenal. It is a shampoo, a conditioner, and a leave-in conditioner made with coconut butter and mango butter, natural oils. And let me tell you, my hair is shining and beautiful each and every time I use that. So definitely understand you're going to need to give your hair more love. Okay. It's very weak. It's just picture like an animal that you found on the side of the road that got hurt. You can't just expect it to run around and play with you and stuff like that. You need to gingerly help it heal. That's what you need to do with your hair. You need to gingerly help your hair heal. Okay. So if you're looking for more tips on how to deal with high porosity hair, you can always check out my 7 tips for high porosity hair blog post available on redcarpetcurls.com, as well as my tips for high porosity hair YouTube video, part of the Porosity series on my YouTube channel. Okay. Now let's dive into low porosity hair. Low porosity hair is the other end of the spectrum and arguably the more difficult to understand and remedy. Okay. So low porosity hair is typically healthy hair. Okay. The biggest challenge is being able to effectively hydrate and moisturize low porosity hair. That's because the scales on the cuticle are sealed so tightly that they will not lift to allow new moisture, new products into the hair strands to effectively moisturize. Instead, it will begin to pile on the layers that you apply. So let's say you have low porosity hair. Just wash your hair, just deep condition, it's time to style. Let's say you use a leave-in conditioner, right? But you have low porosity hair. The scales will not lift to allow that moisture in. So what happens with that first layer of moisture? It just sits on top of the scales. It's not going to penetrate. It's just going to sit on top. That leaves your hair dry and vulnerable to split ends and breakage. Let's say you add a gel on top of that and you go on about your day. Everything looks fine. Next day, you apply another curl cream or another gel. You keep adding layer after layer after layer of moisture, but it's not seeping in because the scales on your cuticle are shut too tight to allow that to happen. Now, that doesn't mean that your hair is impossible to moisturize. It just means you need to know a little trick. When it comes to low porosity hair, you need indirect safe levels of heat to help the scales lift up. So I'm talking about deep conditioning caps, the ones that you put in microwaves. You can get one from Thermal Hair Care or Thermal Vibes from their websites. I do have a review on Thermal Hair Care Hothead on my website, as well as the video tutorial on my YouTube channel that you can check out. But my best suggestion when it comes to moisturizing low porosity hair, use steam. Steam is water in vapor form. The heat is going to help lift the scales. The vapor, the water is going to enter and properly hydrate and moisturize. And then when you put a leave-in or a gel on top of it, it's going to penetrate more quickly because the heat is keeping the scales open. Okay? So always use some kind of indirect heat when it comes to the conditioning of low porosity hair. This is the only way to effectively moisturize your hair. Okay? So the scales on the cuticle, once they lift up, it's going to allow whatever moisture you need to get in it. That's why when it comes to your leave-in conditioners, I sound like a broken record. I'm going to keep saying it over and over. Use steam when it comes to your leave-in. That is going to make sure the product seeps in. The water from the vapor is going to hydrate. The water from your curl cream or your leave-in is going to hydrate. And then it's going to properly seal, okay? Because naturally, those scales want to seal back up. And if it doesn't have any more excess heat to keep them open, you're going to seal them back down, okay? So every time you go to refresh or moisturize, use heat. Use some kind of heat like the Q-Redo hair steamer. It's especially useful during deep conditioning treatments when you have protein in there. It helps the protein penetrate deeper. Trust me. Leave-in and deep condition, use steam, okay? For low porosity hair, it's going to be the opposite of high porosity. I'm going to tell you to stay away from heavy butters and oils because you already have an issue with sealing. If you use another oil to seal on top, it's just very difficult and you're going to need a clarifying shampoo to get all of that oil and everything out and still deal with the scales not wanting to lift, okay? One other point I do want to make when it comes to low porosity hair, you still need protein, guys. I'm sorry to tell you. I know a lot of people like to say I'm protein sensitive, I'm this, I'm that. Remember when I said low porosity hair is typically healthy? Does healthy hair need heavy, heavy protein? Like an Afagy treatment or something? No, that's too much. You're going to go into protein overload. So if you technically have healthy hair, why would you think that you need this huge bomb of protein? You don't. Our hair strands are so delicate. What you actually need is hydrolyzed protein. Hydrolyzed proteins are proteins that have been broken down so much that it actually is able to penetrate past the cuticle layer. That's one thing about protein. Most heavy proteins, the big boy kind of stuff, like autophagy, they focus on repairing your cuticle layer. That's it. It may penetrate deeper, but the main focus is the cuticle layer. When you work with hydrolyzed proteins like hydrolyzed quinoa, hydrolyzed vegetable oil, any of those kinds of hydrolyzed proteins you will find in products, oh, they're magnificent. They're going to penetrate so much deeper. They're going to penetrate to the cortex, which is the deepest layer of your hair, which is responsible for about 90% of the strength and structure of your hair strand. Okay, so when you use those penetrating, smaller, gentler proteins, you will repair your hair more quickly and more effectively. Okay, but just because you cannot use big proteins does not mean you're not supposed to be using protein at all. You need to be using some kind of hydrolyzed protein, whether it be in your deep conditioner, your leave-in conditioner. Like I know DN Organics Ultra Defined Leave-In Conditioner contains hydrolyzed vegetable protein. And so does their Ultra Defined Gel. Anasi Naturals, most of their products contain some kind of hydrolyzed protein. This is what you need to repair your hair, okay? And give you the best results you're looking for, that shiny, voluminous, bouncy look, right? So low porosity, please believe me when I tell you it is not impossible to moisturize your hair. You just have to know the right tips, like the heat. Like I'm not going to stop mentioning it. Heat, heat, heat. You need something like the Curedo. You need something like thermal hair care hothead, something to help your scales lift up. Now, if you can't afford anything like that, you can use cheaper options like your shower. Simply close the bathroom door, put the hot water on in your shower, and let the steam fill the bathroom. That steam is going to help you lift the scales on your cuticle the same way a Curedo would. You can also put a plastic bag over your head during this process. You have a natural heat that comes out of your scalp, and it's going to create a greenhouse effect within the plastic bag, heating up your hair so that it's softer, more manageable, and the scales lift so that you can let moisture in there. Okay. So as I said, if you need to know more about protein, I do have a blog post on 5 reasons you should include protein into your regimen and the benefits of protein. And I do have an article entitled Why Your Hair Needs Protein. So definitely check those out. Low porosity, ladies and gents, I do have a special blog post for you. It's entitled 7 Tips for Low Porosity Hair. Okay, so definitely check that out. And as I said, I do have a YouTube playlist of videos all about this topic of porosity. Okay, so we're going to talk about the science of porosity, how to understand the scales that look like shingles on a roof, what are some of the best tips, and even answering frequently asked questions such as, can my porosity change? How did I get high porosity hair? How do I moisturize low porosity hair? All of these questions are answered in the YouTube video playlist. Okay, so definitely make sure to check that out. And those are my 3 tips. Those are my 3 talking points on porosity. This was just a very basic rundown of what porosity is. Okay. So please, please listen to the facts. Listen to how your hair behaves, the scales, the cuticle layer, the cortex layer. You need to understand the science to truly understand the subject. That way you don't get caught in social media fads or misinformation that goes around. Okay. Definitely please check out that YouTube playlist and subscribe. You know, this is not a one-way street, by the way. You can definitely comment. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know if you have any questions. If you're too shy or nervous about what others might think of your questions and stuff like that, email me just like Karen did. I love to hear from you guys. Okay. So one more time, we do have our giveaway. It is the one-on-one coaching session with moi, a $50 value, completely free to one special winner. All you have to do is DM me on Instagram or actually email me, queenmonroe@redcarpetcurls.com. What is your biggest curl struggle right now? What are your struggles? And why should you win this prize? Once you've done that, make sure to head over to my Instagram reel where I announce this giveaway and just comment done. That's it. That's all you have to do to enter to get to pick my brain, okay? And have your perfect routine like Karen has now. If you have any other questions about porosity after you check out the YouTube videos and the articles, definitely just shoot me a message and I would love to answer that for you guys, okay? So, of course, if you have any topic requests, if you want me to discuss something, if you want to come on the show and just talk to me and help and allow me to help you create your routine live with the podcast, or you just want to hear about a specific subject I haven't covered yet, simply reach out to me at queenmonroe@redcarpetcurls.com and I will get back to you. Okay. So this was a pretty quick episode for us this week, and I hope you got some value from it. If you did get any value from this episode, if you did learn something new, just share that with me. DM me what you learned. DM me how helpful this podcast has been for you. DM me what has helped you in this podcast. This is a two-way street, and I definitely want to hear from you guys. All right? So let me know in the comments, emails, and everything. Definitely enter the giveaway, and I will see you guys next week for our next episode. Bye, everyone.